Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem yisborach, we're about to begin the 19th topic of Parshas Kiseitzei, the topic of Znus. Perek Chof Gimel, Posuk Yud Ches. Lo yisihiye kedesho mibnei Yisrael, ve'lo yihiye kodesh mibnei Yisrael. A Jewish woman may not be designated for Znus, nor may a Jewish man be designated for Mishkav Zochu. The word Kedesha, Kodesh, means designated. Although we usually associate the word Kedusha with something positive, nevertheless, the word literally means designated. You could be designated for something positive, or Chas v'Shalom Fakelt. Says Rashi, Lo yisihiye Kedesha, Mufkeres, Mekudeshes, Umezumenes, Liznus. The Lo yisihiye Kodesh, Mezuman, Lemishkav Zochu. The Unculus Tilgame Loisehe Itso Mibinas Yisrael Gvar Ovet. Unculus translates that a Jewish woman may not sleep with a Goyish slave. Says Rashi, Unculus' Targum is not so far off from my Pshat. Sha'avzu, this Jewish woman sleeping with a Goyish slave, is equivalent to Mufkeret Lebe'ilas Nusi. Why? Me'achar she'en Kiddushin Tovsin Lebo. The Goyish slave has no Kiddushin with the Jewish woman. They're compared to a chamoyer, to a donkey. Shenemar Avram Avinu tells Eliezer, Eved Avram, who is an Eved Knani, by the Akedah, he tells him, Shvu lachem poi ima chamoyer. We darshen am hadoim ala chamoyer. Regarding Tfisas Kiddushin, they're like a donkey. Kiddushin is not toifes. Being that Kiddushin is not toifes, between this Eved Knani and the Jewish girl, she is mufkeret, the Be'ilas Nus. And the Sefer of the Pasuk, V'lo yekodesh mibnei Yisrael, says Targum, V'lo yisav gavro mibnei Yisrael, itza omo, and a Jewish man may not sleep with a goyish, a maidservant. Says Rashi, this also is not so far off from my pshat. Shavu naso kodesh al yodo. He becomes designated for znus through her. Shekol be'ilo yisav be'ilo znus, shen kiddushin tefsin lebo. Being that there's no kiddushin between him and her, all is be'ilo yisav be'ilo znus. Pasuk yutes, another znus related topic. Lo yisavi esnan zayno umichio kelev beis adoyno yaluyecho lechol nedel ki yisoyavas adoyno yaluyecho gam shneihem. The word esnan zayno means the payment that you give a zayno for her services. If you gave a zayno something that can go on the mizbeach, an animal, flour, oil, wine, you may not bring it as a korban to Hashem. Nor may you bring a mechir kelev. A mechir kelev is, let's say you have a dog and I have a sheep, and we want to swap. I want to buy your dog off you, and you want to buy the sheep off me. So each one is the payment of the other. Now that you got the sheep in payment for the dog, that sheep may not be brought as a korban. Ki soyavas Hashem elokecho gam shneihem. Both these items are disgusting to Hashem. Says Rashi, Esnan Zoino. No sano tle. Tle is a baby sheep. Best nono. As a payment for her services. Posu la krovo. Umechir kelev, hechlif sebe kelev is also posu la krovo. Gam shnehem. These words seem to be extra. The posu could have simply said, Kiseavas Hashem alokecho heim. What is gam shnehem? We darshin shnehem miloshin. Shinuyehem, l'rabbi shinuyehem, even if you switch the item is not intact what she got for her services. Kegoin chitim, you gave her wheat kernels. Fason soiles, she turned it into flour. That flour may not be brought on the mizbeach, even though there was a shinuy over here. Nevertheless, it's te'avas Hashem alekech, gam shnehem. Ad kan the 19th topic of Znus. On to the 20th topic of Ribis. Posuk Chof. Lo yisashich leochicho neshech kesef neshech oichel neshech kol davor asher yishoch. Neshech is another word the Torah uses for ribis, interest. Above in Parshat Behar, in Perek Chof Hei, Posuk Lamed Zayin, the Torah is talking to the malve, the lender. Es kaspecho lo yisiten lo yibeneshech. Malve, do not lend your money to somebody b'neshech, with interest. And why is it referred to as neshech, as biting? Because when you lend $100, and the longer it's by you, the more interest you have to pay the malve, it's considered that the malve is biting off the loive. So that is what we saw in Parshas Behar. Our pasuk is giving the iser to the loive also, the borrower. He's also not allowed to pay the ribis to the malvin. Loi sashich leochicha, talking to the loive, don't cause your brother, the malve, to bite you, namely by giving him the ribis, the interest, whether it be money, whether it be a food item, any item that's lent and it's capable of biting back, namely paying back interest, you're not allowed to pay that to the malve. Says Rashi, loi sashich az horo la loive, shelo yitein ribis la malve. The next two words, ve'achar kach, azhor la malve, I don't know what ve'achar kach means, but I did see in the Rashi and the Oizva Hodor Chumashim, they have a different girsa, and the girsa is, ve'azhor le malve, is from the Pasuk and Parashat B'chukos, I quoted, it's kaspecho lo yisiten lo yibenesher, that's talking to the malve. Pasuk Chof Aleph, la nochri sashich, ula ochicho lo yisashich, b'man yivorechecho, adoino yaloyhecho, בכל משלח יודך על אורץ אשר הטוב ושמו לרשתו. You can pay ribis, you can pay interest to a goy, but you may not pay interest to your brother, a Jewish malve. And keep these halachas of ribis in order that Hashem should bless you in all your endeavors in the land that you are coming there to inherit. Says Rashi l'anochri sashich, v'loy l'ochicho. The Torah is not telling you that there's a mitzvah to pay ribis to a goy. The point of the Torah is to make a diuk. You could pay ribis to a goy, but not to your brother. You'll ask, I know that already. That's what we said in Pasuk Chof, lo yisashich l'achicha. And again, in Pasuk Chof Aleph, u'l'achicha lo yisashich. The Torah told me twice, do not pay ribis to your Jewish brother, to the malve. What do I need? Another diuk. You could give ribis to a goy, but not to your brother. Says Rashi, lava bo michlal asei, asei. This is what we call an isur asei, a law that's learned out from an asei. Similar to what we had above, by mitzri ve'edoimi. The Torah never says you're not allowed to marry a mitzri ve'edoimi the first two generations. What the Torah does say is doyo shlishi is allowed to. And we made a diuk, but the first two generations are not allowed to. That is what was referred to as an isur asei. Here too. So now we have lavirolo b'shnei lavin v'asei. If somebody is to pay ribis to a Jewish malve, he is over on two lavin. One a posukov loisashich leochicho, and the second posukov alev ulochicho loisashich. And in addition, he's over an isur asei of the words lanochri sashich, make a diuk, v'loi loochicho. It makes the Isur more chomer. On to the 21st topic, the Isur Abal Te'achel. When making a nedel to bring a korban, there's a time limit by when you have to bring it. Posuk Chof Beis, ki sidoy a nedel, adoyno, yaloy hecho, lo yisacher le shalamoy, ki doroy shidreshenu, adoyno, yaloy hecho, meimoch, v'yovecho, cheit. When you make a nedel to bring a korban to Hashem, don't bring it late. Says Rashi, what's considered late? Three regalim, three yamim toivim. Because if you don't bring it on time, Hashem will demand it from you. And that's considered a chet by you not bringing it on time. Says Rashi, lo yisach el shalmoy shlish regalim. V'lamdu rabbi seinu men amikro chazal lo nana from adrosh. Posuk chav gemol v'chisech dal lindoir lo yihye v'chochet. But if you refrain from making an edel, you will not have this chet. But if you do make a nedel, make sure to keep what you promised. Exactly as you promised to Hashem to bring that korban, you got to keep your word. Says Rashi, although the pasuk said already, what is this pasuk being marbe? Litin esei al loisasei. We're adding an isur asei, namely, you must bring it on time, and if you don't, besides for being over the lois asei, you're also over an isur asei, as we saw before, lanochri sashich, as we saw before, by mitzri ve'edoimi, the concept of an isur asei. On to topic number 22, when a worker is working in someone else's field, harvesting, whether it be grapes or wheat kernels, or anything he's harvesting for that matter, says the Torah, you're allowed to eat as you're harvesting, but you cannot stash away in your kalif. When you come into your friend's vineyard, you're there as a worker, you're harvesting his grapes. As you're harvesting the grapes, you're allowed to eat as much grapes as you want and even be satiated. But you cannot put into your kelim, you only can eat as you're working. Says Rashi, "Kisavoy bekerem re'echo bepoyel akosu medaber." We're talking about a worker. Kenafshecho kamo shetilze sov echo, but not more than that. V'lo yachilo gaso. Achilo gaza is even eating beyond you being when you're satiated. V'el kelecho lo yisitein. Mikan we learn out shelo yidibro toiro elo b'shas habotzil. The only time a poyel is allowed to eat from the grapes as he's harvesting is only when he's harvesting. How do we learn that out from here? Because we're telling you, vel kelicho lo yisitein, don't put in your kelim. We darshin bisman shatono yisel kel yoshel balabais. You're putting it in the balabais's kelim. That's what you're doing. You're harvesting. Don't put it in your kelim. That means we're talking about a time that you're harvesting. Avolim bo la'adoir ule kashkesh. If you're just coming to plow the field, to dig under the grapevine, ulekashkesh, to cover the uncovered roots, eni oichel, you have no heter to eat from the grapes as you're doing those jobs. It's only when harvesting. Pasuk chavov ki savoy bekomasri echo vekotafto melilois biodecho vechermesh loisonif al komasri echo. Similarly, when you're coming into your friend's Komo, komo means his stalks. You're coming to harvest. You're allowed to pick kernels with your hand and eat them as you're going along. But you can't take a whole sickle full of grain for yourself. That's meant for the balabais. When you're harvesting with the sickle, you could just pick a couple of kernels and eat as you're going along, even to be satiated as much as you want, like we saw by a vineyard. But not with the chelmesh, not with the sickle. Says Rashi, Kisavoy bekomas reecho, avzu bepoyel akosu medaber, like the previous posuk. On to the 23rd topic, the isur of machazir gurushosoy. If a person divorces his wife and she gets married to someone else in the interim, and then the other person dies or divorces, he may not take her back. That is the main topic we're about to learn. Derech agav, this is where all hilchos gittin are learnt out from. Posuk alef ki kach ish isha uve olo vehoyo im lo isim tzochein be'enov ki motzovo ervas davor vechosav lo sefer kerisuz v'nosan biyodo v'shilecho mi beisoy. If a man takes a woman, that's kiddushin. Uve olo, that's nisuin. The two parts of a Jewish marriage, as we discussed above. And then she stops finding favor in his eyes. Why? She's not acting b'tznius. So he should write to her a get that cuts ties between them and give it into her hand and send her out of your house. Says Rashi, kimotzavu elvas dovo mitzvah shalitim tzochein be'enov. If indeed it's motzav elvas dovo, she's not acting b'tznius, there's a mitzvah that she should not find favor in his eyes. Rashi darshing the word v'hoyo. The posuk could have said, im loisim tzochein be'enov ki motzav elvas dovo. What's v'hoyo? Says the Torah, that's what should happen. The proper thing is, mitzvah shalitim tzochein be'enov, if she is motzav elvas dovo, she's not acting b'tznius. Similar to the drasha drashi darshan, the word v'hoyo, beginning of the parasha, in Perek Chof Aleph posuk yud dalit v'hoyo im loy chofatz tavo, they are also Rashi darshan that this is what will happen. Posuk beiz eviyotza mi beisoi v'holecha v'hoyo solish acher. And she leaves the first husband's house and she goes ahead and marries somebody else. Says Rashi li'ish acher. What is the stress of acher? Obviously, it's somebody else. She just divorced her. Why would he take her back? Says Rashi is called Acher Ein Ze Ben Zugei Shel Rishon. The second husband is not like the first husband. Who the first husband Hoitzi Rishon Mitir Beisoy? Why did the first husband divorce her? Ki Motzavo El Vazdovo. She's not being noig b'tznius. She's a Rishon. He threw out of the house. The second husband is not like the first husband. He took her in. He married her, although she's a Rishon. So he is an Achel from the Rishon. Posuk Gimel Usnei'o Ho'ish Ho'acharo Oin V'cho Zavlo Sefer Kerisus V'nosan B'yodo V'shilecho Mibesoi O'oi Chiyomuz Ho'ish Ho'acharoin Asher L'kocho Lo'i Le'isho. And what happens if the second husband also hates her? And he also writes a get that cuts ties between them and gives it to her and sends her out of his house? Or if the second husband ends up dying? Says the Pasuk, the first husband may not take her back. Lo yuchal ba'alo horishoin asher shilecho. Lo shuv lekachto lihiyois lo'i le'isho. Acharei asher utamo'o ki isoi evo hi lifnei adoinoi. V'lo yisachati ezo orez asher adoinoi aloihecho. Nisein lecho nachalo. Her first husband who divorced her may not remarry her as a wife after she has been distanced from him. And she became also to him by marrying the second husband. Because such a thing as a toyevo is disgusting in front of Hashem. Do not fill the land that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance with chatoim. Says Rashi, Posuk Gimel. The Posuk says, Usneyo ho'ish ho'acharoin. It doesn't say, Im sneyo ho'ish ho'acharoin. Rather, he will hate her. Hakosu mevasroi she'soifo lesanoiso. If you married a Rishon, says the Torah, you will end up hating her and you will end up divorcing her. Either that, v'im lav, or kevaltoi, she'nemar oikiyomus. Either you'll end up hating her and divorcing her, or she'll end up burying you and you'll end up dying. Says Rashi Posuk Dalet, Acharei Yasher Hu Tamo'o. Extra words, the Torah could have simply said, Lo yuchal ba'al ha'rishon lekachto, he can't take her back. What's Acharei Yasher Hu Tamo'o? Le'rabois soito shenistero. This is coming to be malbe. Even if a person did not divorce his wife, but his wife was mezane while they were married, this posuk is being marbe that her husband must divorce her and may not keep her as a wife. In the posuk pshat, acharei asher hu tamo'o, the word hu tamo'o, there's nothing negative, nothing wrong with her marrying somebody else. But lemaisa, now she's usher to her first husband. According to that, the word hu tamo'o is similar to the word we had in Pashas Re'eya, behema tameo. There's nothing tomei about a non-kosher animal. It just means it's usher to you. Acharei hu shehu tamo'o, she became usher to her first husband. According to the drash, l'rabbi soito shenistero, acharei hu shehu tamo'o, she became tameo. She did something usher. She was mezanet. And that's what makes her usher to her husband. Two understandings of the word hu tamo'o. Ad kan, the 23rd topic, which as I mentioned, the main topic is machazir gerushosoi, the issue to take back your wife after you divorced her if someone else married her in the interim. But lamaisa, all hilchos gittin, the whole masech de gittin, is learned out of this parsha. On to topic 24, ki yikach ish isha chadosho, the halacha is of shana rishoino. Posuk hei, ki kach ish, isho, chadosho, lo yitzei batzavo, volo yavir olov, lechol davor, no ki yihye levei soi, shano, echos, vesimach, es ishto yashar lo koch. When a man marries a new wife, new to him, even if she's not a besula, she's an almono, as long as it's not machzir gurushosoi, that's not a chadosho. But if it's a new wife to him, such a person does not go out to the army, and does not do any army-related work, even in the home front, providing food and drink for the soldiers, fixing the roads, nothing. He is exempt completely from war for the sake of his wife for one complete year, in order that he should spend time with her and make her happy. Says Rashi, Isho chadosho, shei chadosho loy, vafiru almono, prat l'machzir gurushosoi. not the Isser of Machzir Grushosa. Of course, that's Osir. Machzir Grushosa, there's a heter way of doing it. Namely, if she did not remarry in the interim, that's referred to a Machzir Grushosa, a Mutter Dika type. Anything related to the army, not to provide food and drink, to fix the roads. What we learned last week in Basha Shoiftim, that there are certain people that go back from the war after the Kohen's drosha, kigoin, bonobais, v'leichanochoi, a person built a house but didn't inaugurate it, didn't live in it yet, oy eiras isha v'leilakochoi, did kiddushin but not nisuin. And the third one mentioned over there, not a keren v'leichileloi, those are maspikin ma'im umozoin umetakin mesedrochim. They're exempt from going to actual war as a soldier, but they have to be on the home front, they have to help out, providing food and drink, fixing the roads. But this person over here, Kikach Ish, Isha Chadosha, and the others, Rashi will darshan in a moment, don't go out to war, and are not, don't do anything related to the war at all. Yihyeh Leveisoi. The word Yihyeh is extra, to be marbe af b'shvil beisoi. Namely, if it's a new house, in bono bais, v'chanochoi. He just moved into his new house. Vimnota kerem vechileloi. He planted his vineyard and 4 years just passed. Such a person, eino izoz mi beisoi b'shvil tzorchei hamilchomo. It has the same din as a new wife. And he does not help out at all with the war. Le beisoi. Ze beisoi. We're darshening not only the posha pshat means his wife, but also literally his house. Yehiye le rabbi says kamoi to be marbe's vineyard also. Vesimach yesamach es ishtoi. Be mesamach, make your wife happy. Vetargumoi v'yachde yos itse. Vametargim v'yachde im itse. Those who have a girsha in Targum, be happy with your wife. Toyehu, that's a mistake. Shein ze Targum shel v'simach, elo shel v'somach. If it would have said v'somach es ishtoi, that would have been true. Rejoice, be happy with your wife. But it doesn't say that. It says v'simach, which means make your wife happy. On to the 25th topic, talking about what items you may not take as collateral for a loan. Pasuk Vav. Lo yachavu il reichaim v'rocheh v'kinefesh u'choyveil. One may not take millstones as a collateral because that's basic necessities of a person. He needs it to make his food. You may not take that as collateral. Rechaim is the bottom stone of a millstone, and Rechev is the top stone. And you put the kernels inside, there's a hole in the top stone, and through centrifugal force, it works its way out in between the two stones, and it grinds it into flour. It says Rashi, Rechaim yatachtoino, the bottom stone, Rechev yoyoino. It's called Rechev because it rides on the bottom one. Lo yachavoil, the word yachavoil means don't take a collateral. We're talking about an old debt. Not milchatchila, if a person's lending money and says, I'll lend it to you if you give me such and such as collateral. If at the time of the loan, you could do whatever you want. But we're talking about, you didn't take a collateral. And now the time is due, you want to take a collateral. You can't do that yourself. It's got to be done through Bezdin. Bezdin may not take a rechaim v'rochev. You can't take items that he makes, that he needs to make his food. On to the 26th topic, the punishment for kidnapping. Pasuk Zayin. Ki yimotzei ish goynev nefesh me'achov mi'bnei Yisrael v'yis'amer boi u'mechoroi u'me'isaganov ha'hu v'yartohoro mi'kirbecho. If it is found with Edim, and Asro, he was warned, that a person stole another human being, another Yid, and he used him, and then he sold him. This ganav is chayiv misa, and get rid of the evildoers among you. And this is what the loisignoiv and aseras adibrois is referring to. As Rashi told us back up there, it's not referring to stealing money, it's referring to goinav nefoshois, our topic right here. It says Rashi ki yimotzei be'edim v'asroi, v'chin kol yimotzei shebatoiro, found means with Edim and Asroet. You only chayev misa if you used the person that you kidnapped, namely use them for slavery, of some sort, and then you sold him, then you chayev misa. On to topic 27, Tzora'as, Posuk Ches. Hishomer b'nega ha-tzora'at, lishmer me'oid v'la'asois, kechoy la'shoyiru eschem ha-koyanim al-veyim, kasher tzivisim, tishmeru la'asois. Be very careful regarding all the halachos of nega tzora'as, to do exactly as the kohanim, who come from Shevet Levi, tell you what to do. All the halachos that I told them above in Parshas Tazria Metzora, make sure to keep those halachos. Says Rashi, Shoma b'nega tzora'as, sheloi titloish simonei tumo, veloi sokoitz es abaheres. There's something else included over here. Besides for keeping hilchos tzora'as, you may not uproot, you may not tear out the white hairs that make you into tumah. We saw back up in the halachos of tzora'as. There's a nega, and then there's simonei tumo. Whether it be two white hairs, or michias bosol chai, all types of simone tuma. And a person wants an easy way out, let me just cut it off, and maybe that will help. A, it doesn't help, and B, you're not allowed to do that. Veloy tokets abaheres, you're also not allowed to cut off the entire negatzoras, iser. That's a drash in the posuk. The posuk in the posuk is like the posuk says, keep all the halachis. All the halachos of tzara'as that we learned above, you got to listen to the kohanim. But if you want to do even better, you could avoid tzara'as in the first place. Pasuk tes. Zochor eis asher oso Adonai Elohecho lemer yom baderech betzeisechem mimitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam on the way out of Mitzrayim, at the end of Parshas Behar Lo Yizcho, when she spoke negatively against Moshe Rabbeinu, she got tzoras. Remember what the consequences of Loshon Hara are. Don't speak Loshon Hara, you won't get tzoras. Says Rashi, Zochu Yireis Esher Oso, Hashem Elokeh Lemiryom, Im Bo Soli Zeh Shelo Yitilkeh Betzoras, Al Tesaper Loshon Hara. And how will you remember? How will you remember not to speak Loshon Hara? Zocher also in a million, Shedibra Beochio, the locks of Enegoy. On to the 28th topic, the halachos of Mashkoin taking a collateral. Posuk Yud. Ki sashevreacho mashas me umo, lo yusavoyel beisoy, la avoit avoitoy. If you are owed by your friend an owing of any amount, you lent money to him and the due date came and he didn't pay back. Lo yusavoyel beisoy, la avoit avoitoy. You may not enter his house in order to take a collateral. Says Rashi, ki sashe bereacho seichu bechavroch. Your friend owed you something. Mashas meumo choyiv shel klum. An amount, any amount of owing. Posuk Yud Alef, b'chutz tamoid v'hoish, asher ato noyshevoi, yoytzei lecho es ho'avoit hachutzo. Rather, you stand outside his house, and the person that owes you the money, he will take the collateral, he will choose what to give you, and he'll bring it outside to you. V'im ish oni hu lo yisishkav ba'avoytoy. I mean, if that person that owes you the money is a poor man, and he needs that collateral that he gave you, he needs it by night. You may not sleep with it, namely not only with it, using it. You may not sleep while that avoyt, while the mashkin is in your house. Don't go to sleep while his mashkin is by you. Rather, prosecute Gimel. Rather, return his collateral when the sun sets. We're talking about something he needs by night. Let's say pajamas or something like that. V'shacham b'sal mosoi, let him sleep in his pajamas, and he will bless you for returning it. And even if he doesn't, you did the right thing in front of Hashem, and Hashem will bless you even without him blessing you. Says Rashi, kevoy Hashemesh, we're talking about im ksus lailo, something pajamas that he needs by night. V'im ksus yoim, and if he gave you collateral, something he needs by day, then the opposite, chzirei baboyka, make sure to give it back to him in the morning. Ukvar kosu beveila mishpatim, the posuk in Parashat Mishpatim that says ad boya shemesh tishivenu loy is talking about uksus yoim that you have to give back by day, And how do you read the pasuk in Mishpatim? Ad boy Hashemesh teshivenu loy. Kol hayoyim teshivenu loy. All day you have to return it to him. Meaning by day it has to be by him. Ad boy Hashemesh, until the sun sets, it should be in a matzav of teshivenu loy, that you're returning it to him. Uchvoy Hashemesh, when the sun sets, then you can take it back. That's what Mishpatim is talking about, uksus yoyim, and we're talking about uksus laylo. Uberachecho, but vim einoy mevorchecho, mikol mokem luchati etzdoko. You have it. You did tzdoko. You did the righteous thing in front of Hashem, and Hashem will bless you. Ad kan the 28th topic of mashkoin hilchos of collateral. Let us chazer bekitzo nimrotz the 28 topics we had so far in Parshas Kisetzi. Topic number 1, Eishes Yifas Toyal. Topic number 2, Yerushas Bechoyl. Topic number 3, Bein Soire Umoire. Topic number 4, Vesoliso Uysraelitz. Topic number 5, Ashovas Avedo. Topic number 6, Hokeim Tokim. Topic number 7, Loyilbash. Topic number 8, Shiloh HaKen. Topic number 9, Vosiso Ma'akele Gagecho. Topic number 10, Kilaim, times 3. Topic number 11, Gedilim Tasalecho Tzitzis. Topic number 12, Moiti Shemra. Topic number 13, Eishesish. Topic number 14, Anarusa. Topic number 15, Oines. Topic number 16, Isurei Bio. Topic number 17, Kedusha Samachane. Topic number 18, Loisaskir Eved El Adoino. Topic number 19, Loisie Kedesho. Topic number 20, Loisashich Leochicho, Ribis. Topic number 21, Loise Acher Anedel. Topic number 22, Kisovoi Bekerem Reecho. Topic number 23, the Isur of Machazir Grushosoi. Topic number 24, Kikach Ish Isho Chadosho, Nokiel Beisoi, Vesimach Es Ishtria Shalokoch. Topic number 25, Loyachavoil Rechaim Verochev. Topic number 26, Goinevisho Mechoroi, Loy Signoiv. Topic number 27, Tzoraas. And topic number 28, Mashkoin, Loy Sovoyel Beisoi, Laavoit Avoitoi.